Can I say to you on behalf of Seagate Church, my name's Richard, in case you don't know that. I'm the pastor here at the church. If you're visiting with us, we're delighted that you're here. We really are. And if you're back from university and other far-flung places, I see hairy people now with beards on the balcony. Hi, Dylan. How are you? It's amazing how much you look like your dad, by the way. But anyway, it's great to have you back, and great if you're visiting with us. We're delighted that you're here. We will have tea and coffee after the service, so stick around, have some tea and coffee and some biscuits with us. We'd love to get to know you. And also, can I tell you that this afternoon, we have what I think is my favorite service of the whole year, and that is our carol service at 4 o'clock this afternoon. It would be great to see you here if you can come back at 4 o'clock. There's mince pies as well, if that helps at all. But let me read to you from, I'm going to read to you from God's Word. We're going to read just a few verses from Luke chapter 2, from the story that these guys have actually been telling us. And it says this: that night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby. Have to say, by the way, one of the shepherds, I was a particularly keen on one of the shepherds, so I was, but that's because she's my daughter, but there we are. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. And suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them, and they were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you so much for these words. And Father, we thank you for the good news that was proclaimed that night. Father, would you bless us this morning, we pray. Make these words live for us, for your glory. Amen. I often wonder what Mary and Joseph must have thought when they hunkered down for the night in that stable. I have two daughters. It's hard to imagine the situation that we would have found ourselves in giving birth in that kind of environment. And they're all alone. I don't know if you noticed that in the story, but they are all alone. And the baby is born with no real fuss, no special treatment at all. It's just like a birth that's been unnoticed by the whole world. Nobody noticed. And why should anyone take any notice? Here are two desperately poor peasants from Galilee, and they are pregnant without getting married in a city they don't know. What difference would this baby ever make? And yet the astonishing thing is that Luke tells us that this birth did not go unnoticed, at least not by heaven. The angels noticed, but they didn't announce the news to kings and rulers. They announced it to shepherds. Good news proclaimed to those who are isolated and on the fringes of society. People hated shepherds. And the news that they proclaim is astounding. In fact, our tiny minds cannot properly grasp what is claimed here, what is written here. That God would become human. Even the angels, they must have scratched their heads at that. They must have thought that when God comes, he's going to come in power and just awesomeness. You know, like the Lego movie where everything is awesome? Some of you don't know that film, I can tell. I mean, that's the kind of entrance you would expect from God, right? If there's a God who's worthy of our attention, well, then he's surely powerful and huge and awesome. And the God of the Bible, by the way, is all of those things and much, much more. So how is it possible that he is here as a baby? There's nothing in all the world more vulnerable than a baby. Babies have to be carried and fed. They have to be bounced and burped. The whole of the heavens can't contain God, so how could the body of a baby contain him? Actually, it is utterly bonkers that a baby boy born in a provincial backwater of the mighty Roman Empire to parents too poor to pay to be born in a proper hotel, who had to be rescued from King Herod, who killed a king, by the way, who killed every baby boy under the age of two, just so that he could be sure he had killed Jesus. A baby who never ever held political office, who only preached for 3 years, all in the small part of the world. No Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, Twitter. Who entrusted his message to outcasts, to taxmen, who died the most disgraceful death. How is it that our whole history is divided into two before Christ and after Christ? The truth is that Christmas presents us with two questions. Firstly, is it true? You have to decide that for yourself. Did God really come to earth? Could that be true? There's no question that Jesus believed it. He believed it himself. He said he was God come to earth. There's no question that his closest friends and disciples and ultimately his family believed it. Most of them died for it. And don't believe the lie that says that they made it up. People don't die for things they know are made up. But the second question is, if it is true, then why did he come? Why? Well, in the words of the angels, he came to bring good news. A savior has been born. But what would a modern person living in Troon ever need to be saved from? See, the deep, uncomfortable truth, whether you believe the Bible or not, is that this world has never been quite right. The truth is that we as individuals have never been quite right. We don't much like to hear that we are broken, but we are. And even in the rare times when our life all lines up and it all works, and Christmas is good for that, because sometimes all the family come together and it's great. Problem is, it's just like a bar of soap. Hold it too tight and we lose it. We can never hold it for too long. The same is true of us as people. We're not really the people that we want to be, let alone the people that anybody else wants us to be. The truth is that we need saving. The world is broken. We are broken. And we need rescue. And into the middle of the mess of our world, the offer that Jesus Christ makes to each one of us still stands. Love, a fierce and perfect love, that no matter what, a love so deep that he would come into the mess to bring us home. Peace. Deep, satisfying peace. No more scrambling to make sense of life. And finally, salvation. Rescue from ourselves and rescue from all our brokenness. Sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? I think even for people who come regularly to church, sometimes it sounds too good to be true. But let me say this, it's surely worth exploring. Surely it's worth exploring. If even the prospect of that message being true, just the prospect of it being true, is enough to make you explore, isn't it? On your seat, on every seat, there will be a little card that invites you to Christianity Explored. Starts on the 7th of January. 6:30, you even get some food, which will probably knacker your New Year resolution to lose weight, but put that aside and come and explore. I could talk here for hours. The people who come regularly, they know that. So I'm not going to talk for hours. But I am going to ask you to come and explore and ask your questions and challenge us. If it's true, it's the best news in the world. And 2020 might be the best year of your life. We're going to pray and then we're going to sing. Let's pray. Dear Father God, we thank you again for all that you've done for us, Father. And we thank you for all of the children that have done this nativity, Father. We thank you for all of the Jam Time leaders who have worked so hard to bring it together. Father, we pray for each of them that they would come to know the love that is described in this story. That it really is God come to earth. Father, we thank you for the joy that these young lives bring to us. Father, we pray now that you would bless them and bless us for your glory. Amen.